它在距离我们现在4000年前，那是主前2000年左右的人。他那个时候。
So I want you guys to recall Abraham, who's our forefather. He lived about 4,000 years ago, and he was 2,000 years. He came 2,000 years before Christ.
那个时候，他心灵的眼睛就望见耶稣基督。
And at that time, he already had been able to see into the future of who Jesus was.
我怎么知道？因为约翰福音第8章56节，耶稣告诉我们的。
And so how do I know? Well, it's written in John chapter 8, and Jesus told us.
他说：“你们的祖宗亚伯拉罕那个时候仰望我，既然看见了，就喜乐了。”
And Jesus said, you know, your father Abraham longed to see me, and he did, and when he saw me, he was filled with joy.
那个是距离耶稣要出生将近4000年前的事。
And so that was,
没有，将近2000年的事，距现在是将近2000年的事。
So, you know, for Abraham, that was 2,000 years before Jesus was born.
所以在我们的人生岁月里边，有一些事是超越时空的。
So there's some things in our life and our experience that's, you know, beyond time.
我们现在讲耶稣基督在加略山为我们钉十字架，那是什么时候？主后大概30几年，对不对？大概主。就是西元30几年的事。
So when we talk about, you know, Jesus' death on Calvary when he was crucified, that was about, you know, 30 years, A.D.
他那一次把自己献上，像一个赎罪祭，在加略山被钉在十字架上。
He was willing to offer himself up as a sacrifice on the cross.
那个他的先锋指着他说：“神的羔羊，背负世人罪孽的，除去世人罪孽的。”
You know what he was doing was,
he's a forerunner.
Oh, his forerunner,
John
the Baptist basically said that Jesus was there, you know, to bear, you know, the sins of.Of the people.
那真的，他没有罪，他背负全人类的罪，在他身上而成为罪。
And he had no sin, but he took upon all the sin of the world, and became sin for us.
好像他像一条蛇一样，被挂在杆子上。
And so he was like that snake that was raised upon the staff.
那个蛇就是代表罪。
And that snake represents sin.
然后我们的罪，他都帮我们担了。然后他最后被钉死，他就说，希伯来书告诉我们说，他为我们除掉罪。
And so he bore our sins and was nailed to the cross. And in Hebrews it says he, you know, through that he got rid of our sin.
他流的宝血可以替我们说话。
And the blood that he shed, can speak for us.
因为在宇宙间有一个律，这个律呢，就像说，太阳从东边升起，从西方落下，好像是一个律。这个律是谁定的？上帝定的。
And so in the universe there is this law. And what is, this law? Think about, you know, the way how the sun rises and sets in this universe. You know, this occurs because God instituted it.
那我们的生命也是从上帝而来。
And our lives too are from God.
就好像这个大自然是上帝创造的。
Just like how this entire, you know, world is created by God.
上帝定了大自然的自然律。
And God created, you know, the laws of nature.
那我们除了肉身的生命，我们也有一个属灵的生命。
And besides our physical life, there is also a spiritual life.
属灵的生命也是从神而来的。
And the spiritual life is also from God.
那这个属灵的生命也有属灵的律。
And the spiritual life also has a spiritual law.
这个没有办法去解释，就是它就是上帝。好，那这个律是什么？属灵的污秽必须要无罪的，就是就必须要血圣洁的血来洗，才能洗洁净。
And now the spiritual law is that any blemish in our spiritual lives needs to be paid for by, someone else who is pure.
Holy blood.
And holy, this holy blood.
我以前教主日学的时候，主日学的小朋友很能够领受这个。我跟他们说，你们的衣服搞脏了，要洗，对不对？
And when I was teaching Sunday school in the past, and I was telling the children about this, you know, they quickly grasped this concept. I told them, you know, think about it. If your clothes are dirty, you have to clean it well, right?
有一些呢，用一般的肥皂就可以洗掉。
Now, there are some stains that you can use just an ordinary soap to clean.
有一些不行，有一些需要特别的药剂或者是什么，所以我们的很漂亮的衣服，哇，油渍啊或什么，哇，没有办法回到原来的那样子的干净，就去送到洗衣店去洗，他们总有办法帮我们洗干净。
Now there are some stains that are more difficult to clean. They need special detergents or other chemicals. And for those types of clothes, you know, we have to sometimes send it to someone else to clean.
因为他们是 professional.
Because they're the professional.
他们懂得怎么去洁净它。
So because they know how to clean the clothes.
他们都懂，哈。啊，我说，那可是我们说话脏了，我们行为不好了，怎么来洗洁净啊？
But for us, you know, through our speech and unclean speech or our bad actions, how do we clean that?
就必须要圣洁的血，神生命的，神儿子的血才能洗干净。
The only way is through, you know, this holy blood that comes from God's one and only Son.
几乎每个孩子都能懂。
And pretty much every one of those children were able to understand.
所以我们呢，我们跟别人的不一样是什么？我们是被耶稣的宝血洒过，被他的血洁净过的。
So what makes us different from other people? We've been, you know, sprinkled with the blood of Jesus, and we've been purified by this blood.
我们跟别人一样都是罪人。世界上除了耶稣基督以外，所有的人都是罪人，都是有罪的。
And, you know, we're actually the same as everybody else in this world. We're all sinners. Except for Jesus, all of us have sinned.
那个罪不是说杀人放火才是罪。
And
那个当然是罪。
And this sin is not just, you know, setting, you know, things on fire or killing people. You know, of course those things are sin, but it's not just that.
偏行己路，没有办法达到神的标的，那个就是罪。
And what sin is when we leave the path of God and we follow our own.
那我们跟人家不一样的是，耶稣的血。有一天，我们听到加略山上神的儿子没有罪的这一不知道罪的这位神的儿子替我成为罪，替我死，还清我的罪债。
And what makes us different is that we have Jesus. And Jesus, the one who died on Calvary, you know, he bore our sin, took away our sin. And only he can make us right.
那在神的圣殿里的器皿，先用血洒过以后，要用油抹。
And in the Old Testament, in the ceremonial laws, when they were purifying things, they first sprinkled with blood, and then theyused oil to anoint it.
那个油就是预表圣灵。
And this oil represents the Holy Spirit.
所以我们跟别人不一样的是什么？就是我们被耶稣的血洒过，被他的血洁净过，然后他把真理的圣灵赏给我们。
So what makes us different is that we've been sprinkled by this blood, we've been purified by Jesus' blood, and He's also granted us the Spirit of Truth.
这是世界上最宝贵的礼物。
And this is the greatest and most precious gift in the world.
是无价之宝。
It is, you know, invaluable.
没有人用什么样的金钱可以来买的，没有人用什么样的能干可以来达成的。
There's no amount of money or effort that anyone in this world can give or make to achieve this, to obtain it.
这个纯粹就是我们从神手中接受的一个礼物。
And so this is purely just a gift that we receive from God.
我早期很难接受，哪有这么便宜的事哈？
Early on, I had a hard time accepting that this is such a very easy way. How is it possible?
我刚刚信耶稣的时候，我刚刚接受耶稣的时候，我并不知道我是罪人。你说奇不奇怪？
When I first encountered Jesus, you know, I didn't realize that I was a sinner.
我是因为跟一些很爱主的基督徒朋友在一起，我觉得这一群人的生命不一样，吸引我，喜欢成为他们当中的一位。
It was because I was, you know, I was spending time around believers who, you know, really loved Jesus, and I noticed that they were different, and I wanted to be like them.
因为那个时候我对真理不是很清楚，所以我不知不觉，我天然人的生命就是很会自我检讨的人。
And because at the time I didn't really know the truth of God, and you know, my natural tendency at the time was to find ways to
反省怎么讲？
I was self-reflective.
我譬如说我们以前学的那个什么，一日三省吾身，好。一天要几次检讨我自己，然后呢，以前种种譬如昨日死，以后种种譬如今日生，哈，因为犯错了就懊悔懊恼，啊，生命过去这个都死掉，就不曾有过，可是没有办法挽回。Sorry, it's so difficult to translate.
So basically, you know, my thinking at the time was that, you know, the mistakes I've made in the past, you know, I was taught to be reflective and I would think about the things I've done in the past, but all the mistakes that, you know, that I've done, I felt like, you know, there's nothing you can do about it.
So, 我刚刚信耶稣的时候，这个比我第一届的学弟，他比我早信耶稣。他说：“春佳姐，不要这样，你不要老是在那边懊恼、懊悔哈。”啊，我说：“啊，不然怎么办呢？”他说：“你就求耶稣的宝血来洗干净你的心就好了。”
So at the time, you know, had an underclassman who came to Christ before me, and he told me, you know, you don't need to continue to be living in regret of things in the past. All you need to do is pray to Jesus and ask His blood to purify you.
我说这么便宜，这么简单哦。他说就是这样啊，耶稣的宝血就是可以洗干净你的心啊。
And I responded to him by saying, "Really? Is it, you know, just this simple? That's it?" And he said that, "Yes, you know, that's all you need, Jesus' blood to purify you."
因为他在我们团契是被看为属灵的那个少数的几位，所以我就相信他，我就试试看。
And because among the group of us at the time, he was considered, you know, one of the more few individuals who were, you know, had a good spiritual life. So I believed him.
对，一次、两次、三次，当我人难免会犯错，对不对？我们都不完全，啊，我心里觉得有责备，我就试着求耶稣的宝血来洗干净我的心。 一次两次三次，哎，不晓得经过了多少次，我真的就发现有那种被洁净的这种果效。
So you know, every time after that, you know, because we're never perfect, and when we make mistakes, you know, so after those moments of mistakes, you know, and I just come back to God and pray to God for His purification. Over time, I felt that there is this fruit of holiness.
后来我就很能单纯的相信圣经所讲的话。
And so from then on, I was able to just simply trust in what you know God said.
我们的大卫牧师，他从小生在基督徒的家庭里，到了初三十几岁，十五六岁是不是？初三的时候，他重生得救，才重生得救。
And you know, our pastor David, you know, he grew up in a Christian family, but it wasn't until he was around 15. When he was born again,
他是在什么时候重生的？在什么情况之下重生得救的？他就是得了一场病，可能有生命的危险。那他在医院里边呢，看到那个病历，他就想到主路学老师讲的天堂跟地狱。我说主啊，如果我死去，我会到哪里去？
So it was the circumstance at the time was because he had this illness that was life-threatening and he could have died. And when he was at the hospital, you know, he remembered, you know, what his Sunday school teacher talked about, you know, heaven and hell. And he wondered, you know, if he died today, where would he go?
你知道那个时候他已经是高雄的模范青年。
You know,
模范青年被人看为被选为模范青年的。
And you know, at the time, you know, he was in Kaohsiung, and you know, in school, they all considered him actually a model student.
可是他来到上帝面前，他真的知道自己有很多不讨神喜悦的事。
But when he came to in front of God, he realized and he knew that there are many things about him that were not pleasing to God.
不是什么大不了的事，可是就是跟邻居孩子吵架，然后使得爸爸跟邻居的伯伯就不相合，跟哥哥吵架，甚至可能会动个手，诸如此类的事情，他就觉得他是一个罪人。
And maybe it was nothing like you know really serious, but there were you know incidents you know of fighting withYou know, a neighbor's kid and causing, you know, strife in his relationship between, you know, his father and the father of the other child, or even fighting with his own brother. But just even things like this, he felt like he was a sinner.
因为那个时候阴间的权柄、死亡的绳索好像缠绕他，因为他住在医院里，旁边有癌症的重病患。那他睡的床是44号，然后有时候听到那个狗，就是回家听到那个狗有一些奇怪的叫声。他说那个时候他感觉阴间的绳索、死亡的那个权势缠绕他。
At that time, the atmosphere when he was at that hospital was almost as if like, the powers of you know hell were nearby because you know there were cancer patients next to him, you know the bed he was you know laying in was numbered 44, and even the dogs outside you know were making you know weird noises and sounds, so it was ominous.
所以他那个时候他就跟神，他真的害怕，就跟神说。主啊，求你赦免我。他真的就在神面前，他说，好像那个电视把他一幕一幕，他不讨神喜悦的这些东西，一幕一幕，他一样一样的认罪，认到最后，赦罪的平安临到他。
So in that moment, he confessed all of his sins to God. You know, it was almost like, you know, this, you know, like a movie reel where, you know, he thought back to every instance.And confessed to God until you know he received that peace.
那是不是从那个时候以后他就完全了？不。
And was it that after that moment he was, you know, perfect? No.
他今年67岁。
This year he's 67.
那个时候是大概15、6岁的事。
And this happened when he was around 15 or 16.
这50年左右的时间，神的手一直在他生命中做。我认识他将近40年。
And during these 50 years, God's hand has been working in his life, and I've known him for almost 40 years.
我看到神的手在他生命中经营建造。
And I've seen God's hand shaping him.
他也看到神的手在我生命中经营建造。
And he's also seen God's hand in my life, leading me and shaping me.
我们在人面前都是不错的基督徒，都是模范生。
You know, in the eyes of others, maybe we are, you know, we are, you know, good Christians and, you know, model students.
可是在神面前，我们是有罪的人。
But in the eyes of God, in front of him, we have sinned.
所以，神让我们，超越时空，从，西元30多年前，耶稣在加略山成全的救恩，我们在西元后的距离将近2000年的人，我们可以领受到那个救恩的果效。
So even, you know, though we are 2,000 years apart from, you know, what Jesus did on the cross, we can today we can still receive, you know, what he accomplished.
然后呢，我们领受了他宝血洁净，然后我们接受了圣灵以后，上帝继续在我们生命中经营建造，有点像窑匠要把一团泥土做成神所喜欢做成的器皿一样。
And through being purified by, you know, the blood of Jesus and receiving of the Holy Spirit, God continues to lead us to shape us, almost as, you know, a potter that shapes the clay.
所以啊，这个经营建造就是我们在这个地上能不能成为有用的人。
And you know, God does this, you know, the shaping and leading, you know, to you know, make sure that we can be people that He can use.
这样的经营建造在我们日常生活的过程中进行。
And this shaping happens in our everyday life.
不论是我们看为重要的日子，或者是很平凡的日子。
Whether you know we think certain days are special or certain days of our life are ordinary.
甚至是一天一天，每时每刻都可以在进行的。
And this can happen. The shaping happens every day, every moment.
有时候在我们不知不觉当中。
And sometimes it happens, you know, when we don't notice or realize.
有时候我们可以感受到神的手在摸我们，在调理我们。
And other times we feel that God is moving in us, is shaping us.
比如说有时候，像我女儿有一次，她开车，学运后，我大女儿她开车，她跟我说，妈妈。我今天开车很奇妙，好像一只手在帮我掌舵，我差点发生大车祸。
So for instance, like my oldest daughter, she was driving one time and she told me that, you know, it was very, very interesting. You know, she felt like, you know, God was protecting her in a moment where it could have led to a severe car accident.
Yeah, 那就是我们的动作存留，有时候就在不知不觉当中，好像神使我们规避一些祸患。
And so in our lives, sometimes it's, you know, God sometimes comes in and intervenes and prevents, you know, certain disasters.
前一阵子我说我有一个小小的车祸，就在那一天发生车祸的那一两天，牧师跟我说，春佳，我今天。如果不是神保守，我大概有三次车祸的机会。
And you know, a couple weeks ago, I almost had it. I had a small car accident. And I was talking to Pastor David, and he told me that, you know, that day, you know, he could have, you know, had three, there were three times where during the day he could have had an accident, but God protected him.
所以他跟我说，我不够在神的保护里面。
So he told me that, you know, you're not in God's protection.
不应该发生的事情居然发生了。
That some things that shouldn't happen have happened.
而他可能发生是别人会撞他，因为他在主里慢慢开才避开那个车祸，而他是可能会发生的，神却保护他免于那个车祸。
And you know, he was driving, and other people, you know, could have, you know, hit into him, but you know, God protected him.
所以有时候我们好像蒙他祝福，哈，啊，以至于我们行他所喜悦的事而更蒙恩。
And so sometimes, you know, when you know we receive God's, you know, blessings, and when we are, you know, in alignment with Him, we're blessed even more.
有时候呢，我们被神管教、督责，以至于我们回到神的那个生命的正道上。
And sometimes, you know, we are disciplined by God, and through that, you know, we turn our lives back again to God.
我有两次车祸。都是神在调我这个人，太急，就是说，太急哈。
So there were two accidents that I felt like God was using, car accidents that God was using to, you know, help change my, you know, perhaps nature for, you know, being rushed.
两次都是因为我急着要，一次是急着要把午餐带给我老二吃。最近这一次是急着要把晚餐带给他吃，结果急，然后就发生事情了。
So one time was because I was rushing to bring back lunch for my second son, and the other time was I was rushing to bring back dinner. But in both cases, I was rushing to drive.
所以好像借着这么小小的一件事，神让我知道我生命中有一种生命的倾向。我不喜欢我的老二生气，因为他比较没有耐心，所以我就希望去满足他的这个需求。其实他也不一定会这样责求我，但是我就害怕，你知道，里边有一个害怕，害怕啊，会不会如果太慢了，8:05了，晚餐还没到，哦，他会不会受不了？就是这种，圣经讲不要怕，只要信。我们要进入这个神圣的习惯。
So one thing I realized was that, you know, a lot of the times when I was rushing was because I was doing it out of fear, because in both cases I was bringing back food and I didn't want my second son to get, you know, impatient or, you know, upset if the meal didn't come back earlier enough. So, you know, I was trying to rush things. And maybe he wouldn't even had, you know, felt that way. But because of that fear, I tried to rush.
Yeah. 那有时候这个是小事情，有时候神爱我们极深，他的智慧无法测度，他甚至让我们许可我们有一些状况发生。神就是要大大的调理我们这个人。
And other times, you know, we know that God loves us so much, but in His love, He allows certain things to happen, and these situations change our lives.
譬如说诗篇92篇里边有一句话哈，诗篇九十二篇里边有一句话说：“耶和华，你的工作何其大，你的心思极其深。”
So in scripture, in Psalm 92, you know, there are words that, you know, that are written that says, verse 5, how great are your works, O Lord, how profound your thoughts.
92篇的1到3节，那边讲到说， 提醒也鼓励神的百姓，他说在清晨起来就来歌颂神的慈爱，好，那晚上呢，到晚上的时候就来传扬他的信息。而这个话提醒我们，我们今天唱那个歌，就是他说这样是好的。
And in the first three verses of Psalm 92, it's an encouragement to the people of God, you know, to praise the Lord, you know, to proclaim God's love in the morning and to even proclaim God's faithfulness into the night.
你想想看，如果我们早上起来，我们就思想上神以慈爱，丰盛的慈爱迎接我们，我们的身将被心被将被神滋润，被神提醒。我们在一个正向的一个情况里边去应对一天的事情。
So think about this: if every day we wake up, you know, with this kind of praise towards God, this understanding of God's faithfulness in our life, then we'll approach our day, you know, with and all the circumstances that come, you know, with a positive attitude.
到了晚上，我们会惊艳到，哇，神是信实的主。
And by the end of the day and the night, we can, you know, realize that God is so faithful.
我们如果用这种感恩的心来称谢他，来颂扬他，那他说这是好的。
And so if we have this grateful heart and we spend time to praise God and give thanks to Him, that is a good thing.
然后到了第四节，他为什么一到三节我们要这样称赞他呢？第四节说原因，他说那个原因，因为你耶和华借着你的作为叫我高兴，我要因你手的工作欢呼。耶和华啊，你的工作何其大，你的心思极其深，畜类人不晓得，愚顽人也不明白。
So why should we do this? It starts off in verse 4 by saying, For you make me glad by your deeds, O Lord.I sing for joy at the works of your hands. How great are your works, O Lord! How profound your thoughts! The senseless man does not know; fools do not understand.
虽然我们在被神调理，有时候借着一些困难，叫我们不舒服，但是我们如果从神的手中接受他的制作，事情过后，我们就可以有份于神的圣洁。
So even though sometimes God uses these circumstances, and they might be uncomfortable for us as we go through them, if we, you know, work with God in these situations, if we go through it in the end, we can acknowledge that God is real and He is faithful, and we can have, you know, part with God.
那所以我们的神是可以经验的。从这边我们看，我们的神是可以经验的。
And so from here we know that, you know, the God we believe in is one we can have an experience with.
昨天晚上我们查诗篇104篇。
And last night we were studying Psalm 104.
我想借这边的一句话，昨天我们有人提出来，23节。
And I want to bring up verse 23.
我要提到两方面的事哈。两个不同的比较哈，23节说，我们从22节读到23节哈，22节的前半部，他说，日头一出，兽便躲避卧在洞里哈，然后。23节，人出去做工劳碌直到晚上。
So verse 22 and 23, the sun rises and they steal away. They return and lie down in their dens. Then man goes out to his work, to his labor until evening.
日头一出，人就出去做工劳碌直到晚上。
So here it says that, you know, when the sun rises, you know, man goes out to do work and then until evening.
好像上帝让世人的一个生活的这个样式，就是这个样子哈。
So we can see here that, you know, God has given us this pattern of work.
箴言是一部上帝指教人怎么生活的智慧书。
And Psalms is a book that God has given us about, you know, how to live our lives wisely.
它里头显明神不喜悦人懒惰。
And in there we know that God talks about how that God dislikes man to be lazy.
他奖神奖励殷勤。
And he praises those who are diligent.
比如说二十二篇箴言二十二章二十九节。
For instance, Proverbs chapter 22, verses
22章二十九节
verses 29.
你看过殷勤的人吗？我看一下，二十二章二十九节哈。你看见办事殷勤的人吗？他必站在君王面前，必不站在下贱人面前。
It says, "Do you see a man skilled in his work? He will serve before kings. He will not serve before obscure men."
你看，神很喜悦一个人殷勤。
So you can see here that God is pleased with those who are skilled in their work.
但是讲到殷勤，很容易使人联想到就是忙着做工。
And now when we see this, we might think about those who are busy in their work.
那我要从这一点谈起，每个人都在忙，忙着生活。
But from this point, I do want to bring something up. You know, it's true, many of us are busy, we're busy with life.
可是在人的生活里边有两种的忙碌。
But in our lives as people, we have two types of busyness.
一种就是在耶稣我们的救主还没有给我们新生命，带领我们去过新生活的时候，会有什么结局？
One aspect of this is for those of us before we have known Christ, before we've received, salvation from God, there is this type of,
我们还没有让他领导，我们还没有他的新生命，还没有让他领导来过新生活。
Basically, there's a type of busyness that exists before we've been changed by God, before we've been led by God.
对，那这样子的忙，有的忙是真的，也是很被人尊敬的。
And you know, this type of busyness, you know, sometimes can even be praised by other people.
因为时间关系，我没有办法举很多例子哈，就是用我们的口语，就是一个人还没有耶稣的生命，也不懂得依靠神来过他的新生活的时候，他的忙碌就像诗篇九十篇，还有诗篇三十九篇里的话，我们等一下来看这两个地方哈。
So basically, before someone has had this new life and is being led by God, you know, they have this type of busyness that is described in Psalm 90 and Psalm 39.
诗篇九十篇是神人摩西写的，摩西是蛮认识生命的事，他写的九十篇的八到十节。
Psalm 90 is written by Moses, and he, you know, is well acquainted with God, and he writes this in verses. 9 and 10.
我们一起来读，这个话好不好？因为我时间的关系，所以我们就来读，没有办法多做解释哈。九十篇八到十节。
Verses 8 to 10.
你将我们的罪孽摆在你面前，将我们的隐恶摆在你面光之中。我们经过的日子都在你震怒之下。我们度尽的年岁好像一声叹息，我们一生的年日是七十岁，若是强壮可到八十岁，但其中所经夸的不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空，我们便如飞而去。
You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your presence.All our days pass away under your wrath. We finish our years with a moan. The length of our days is 70 years, or 80, if we have the strength. Yet their span is but trouble and sorrow, for they quickly pass and we fly away.
Oh, 我真的在现实生活看到这样子的人，因为没有耶稣在他生命中，他最后可能他有接受主，可是他那个他的那个成就是很叫人佩服的，可是到最后就是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空。
So I've seen this in my life. You know, people who you know who didn't know God and struggled through life, and they worked really hard. And you know, for sure, a lot of the accomplishments that they achieved, you know, are admirable, and people you know look up to that. But in the end, these people you know spent a lot of their life, you know, experiencing sorrow and suffering.
我们看，另外一个是大卫王。大卫王也是很认识神的人哈，39篇。
And another one's in Psalm 39, which is written by King David.
第4到第7节。我们先读第四到第六，先读第四到第六。耶和华，求你叫我晓得我身之中我的寿数几何，叫我知道我的生命不长。你使我的年日载如手掌。我一生的年数在你面前如同无有，个人最稳妥的时候真是全然虚幻，世人行动实系幻影，他们忙乱真是枉然，积蓄财宝不知将来有谁收取。
So verses 4 to 6, Show me, O Lord, my life's end and the number of my days. Let me know how fleeting is my life.You have made my days a mere handbreadth. The span of my years is nothing before you. Each man's life is but a breath. Man is a mere phantom as he goes to and fro. He bustles about, but only in vain. He heaps up wealth, not knowing who will get it.
第四节这边说，求你叫我晓得我身之中。
In verse 4, King David asks, you know, God to show him, you know, the days of his life.
我想在大卫的心里，我想这个有点触及到他灵魂的归宿，因为知道我们的肉身是会朽坏的，肉身朽坏之后，我灵魂的归宿会到哪里？
So, you know, perhaps at this time when King David wrote this, he was thinking about, you know, where he would go after, you know, he dies. Because we know for sure our bodies will eventually perish.
我们知道我们是有永远的生命。
But we know that we have an eternal life.
我的肉身朽坏之后，我要永远跟主活着。
And after, you know, our body goes away, we want to be able to live with God forever.
要跟我们的主活到永永远远。
That's for eternity.
你有没有这个把握？
And you have this confidence.
我有这个把握。
I have this confidence.
如果神继续怜悯我，让我在有生之年继续信靠顺服他，我有把握。我离开世界的时候，要跟主永永远远活着。
You know, and as long as I, you know, have God with me and this faith, to walk with Him every single day of my life in obedience.And have His mercy, I know and I have this confidence that I will be with Him forever.
但大卫在这个地方第五节说，个人最稳妥的时候真是全然虚幻。
And here in verse, you know, 5, you know, King David basically says that, that all the years of man are like nothing.
大卫王是经过苦难经过荣华富贵的人。
And King David was a person who's gone through extreme suffering and also, you know, success as well.
他的感触就是这样，即使在最稳妥的时候，若不是神，也都是虚幻的。
And what he's saying here is that, you know, no matter what the circumstances are, without God, you know, all of it is empty.
第六节说，世人的行动像幻影，忙乱实在是枉然。忙乱，那就是很殷勤，忙着做工，可是不是在永生神的带领之下。这个都 都是幻影。
And in verse 6, you know, talks about how man is just like a phantom going to and fro, you know, and this bustling is just, you know, people who are, you know, striving in this life, doing things, but not under the guidance of God.
所以第七节他说，主啊，如今我等什么呢？我的指望在乎你。
And that's why in verse 7, it says, but now, Lord, what do I look for? My hope is in you.
我今天本来要把一个我的小辅导给我的 LINE 的几句话送给你们，我不晓得我送过去了没有哈。你们可以看一下，如果还没有，我下午再send过去。它里边的意思就是说，我们大家都在切望神为我们开门。
So there's something that I want to share with everyone here through line. But the quote, you know, the message is basically that, you know, God.
We want God's favor to open door for us.
Okay, we want God's favor. So that God can open the doors for us.
可是我们却不是去仰望那一位开门的主。
But oftentimes we're not seeking the one who opens the door.
一个认识生命树的人，最后他会发现，我要的就是这一位主，因为一切的祝福都在他的大手的掌握之中。
And for those who really understand life, they know that.The one who they really want and need is God, because God holds everything.
弟兄姊妹，因为时间不多，我尽量缩短讲哈。我越过越知道一件事。
So, brothers and sisters, I want to tell you that, you know, more and more I understand this one thing.
我们走过这一生，什么都不能带去，只有主耶稣。是我们永远的生命，带我们进入永生。
Through this life that we live on this earth, you know, we cannot bring any of it with us. The only thing that we can bring is this life from Jesus Christ that will lead us into eternity.
记不记得我们曾经为我们台中有一位商学院的院长祷告，林宪德教授，记不记得
？Do you remember when we were praying for this professor in Taichung?
他是他家乡一个地主的独生子。
He is the only son of a landowner.
他是一个很可爱的人。
He's a.
他说他第一次到我们带他到台中去，他说我的家产用不完，没有一个人会跟人家讲这种话，对不对？他说我的家产用不完。我的父亲给我很多很多的产业，我在地上用不完。
One time he said, you know, our family wealth that's been given to me, I have, you know, so much that I can't use it all. And most people won't say things like this.
他有一个儿子，一个女儿，可是我没有办法把我的孩子教好。
And he said, you know, but I have a son and a daughter, and I haven't been able to really raise my children well.
他自己留学美国八年。
He himself, you know, studied abroad in the U.S.
他很有成就。
And so, you know, he's been very accomplished.
很能干。
He is very able.
他可以掌握很多事情。
He can, you know, control management things.
他就是没有办法把儿子教好。
But he wasn't able to, you know, raise his son.
所以他就跟儿子说：“孩子啊，我亲自教你关于经济。”财务方面的事，因为他是这方面的行家。
So he told his son, you know, I myself will teach you about economics and finance.
他是一个非常尊贵的人。
And you know, this person is a very honorable person.
他的尊贵在乎他的真诚跟谦卑。
But his honor comes from, you know, his sincerity and humility.
他快要死。他第一次差点死掉，我们不是为他祷告，他又多活了两个多月。
The first time he almost, you know, died or passed away, you know, we were praying for him and he was able to, you know, live for another 2 months.
他多活那两个月，上帝就成全他生命中三个心愿。
And during those 2 months.God was able to fulfill 3 of his desires.
第二心愿说，他希望他能够过70岁再离开世界。
First one was that he wished he could, you know, live past 70.
多活那两个月，好像他过了他七十岁的生日。
And just those 2 months, allowed him to, live past his 70th birthday.
他的女儿呢，婚事还没有搞定。
And at the time, his daughter, hadn't been married yet.
他希望他的女儿能够在他有生之年能够找到对象，结婚。
And his hope was that while he was alive, he could see that his daughter would be able to find a suitable partner and to be married.
他就在那多活的那个两个多月的期间，台北就有一个青年就卖那个医疗器材去帮助他，结果就跟他女儿认识了，就像闪电的认识，就闪电的结婚了。
And so during those 2 months, there was this guy who came down from Taipei. He was there to basically, to help with like the medical equipment, and it was there where he met his daughter, and it was just sparks were flying.
然后第三件事，他的媳妇呢，怀一个孩子，他说我希望看到这个孩子出生。
His daughter-in-law, he was pregnant, and he was hoping that he would be able to see.The birth of the child.
三件事神都跟他成全，三个心愿神都成全了。
And all three of these things happened.
后来呢，他在追思礼拜的时候，追思礼拜的有人就讲起许多人所不知道他以前所做的事，他蒙主悦纳，他都没有跟人家讲。
During the funeral ceremony, many people came up to speak, and they talked about many things that many people didn't know about that he did for God.
譬如说，他很希望人家认识耶稣，可是他说我不是宣教士，我不太会讲。他就花了好几万块，买了很多张那个票，让人家去看耶稣传。
For instance, he really wanted people to know about Jesus, but he felt like he wasn't, a good speaker or evangelist. So
这是他的家人都不知道。
So he spent, hundreds of thousands of dollars on tickets for people to go see
Jesus.
A documentary on Jesus.
嗯哼。最后他要离开世界的时候。听他的太太讲，他在那一天晚上，他这样祷告，他说：“主啊，你是带领摩西跟犹太人过红海的神，求你帮助我度过我人生最后这个阶段，就是过我们中国人说过一条河这样哈。”
One of the things that his wife said at this funeral was the prayer that he made, before he passed away. He basically prayed, saying, God, the God who led Moses and the Israelites through the Red Sea, help me, get through this last phase of my life.
能够成功的到达彼岸。
And can to be successfully arrive at the other side.
在他最后要进入永生的时候，他所能想到的是，我要成功到达彼岸，而不是我的家产有多少。
So in that last moment of his life, what he was thinking about was that he would, successfully, enter into eternity to the other side, and he was not thinking about, the wealth of his that he had in this world.
这是，所以就说。如果我们有耶稣的生命在我们里面，我们会知道什么是重要的，什么是次要的。
So if we have Jesus in our life, we'll know, what are the things that are important and what are the things that aren't.
我越过越觉得，我们人生有生之年，上帝的心意，这个创天造地的这位造物主，要我们得到永远的生命，永远的生命。
And so more and more, I'm sure and certain that, God wants us, to know know him and to have this life.
用我们有生之年的这些人生的遭遇历练其中，我们来更多拥有神的生命。
And through the experiences of this life and the things that we go through, may we more and more have a life from God.
大卫说：“我的指望在乎你。”
And here King David says that his hope is in you.
我们的指望在乎神。
And our hope is in God.
我最后用几分钟时间讲一下，昨天我们在谈说我们要更认识神。他说志刚就会跟我们说要多多读圣经、哦、我们大家就很轻松愉快的讲、哦
yesterday, you know, we were talking about, you know, how do we, you know, get to know God more? And brother 志刚 was saying, yeah, you know, we need to read the word.
我们知道志刚的心意是什么。
And so we know, you know, the heart behind.
的确，我们要多多读圣经。
And you know, indeed, we need to read the word.
Linda 就跟我们说，读经不是为读经而读经，不是这样读这样读，而是要把我们这个人调入圣经的里面。
And Sister Linda said, you know, yes, you know, it's not just reading for reading, but to read the word so that we realign our lives to be like what is written in there.
他的意思就是读了圣经，然后就跟神就在那边跟神互诉心曲哈，然后就在那边求告神。
So what that means is that we are reading the word and, you know, interacting with God and asking him to change us.
弟兄姊妹，我在强调耶稣讲的一句话。
So I want to emphasize something that Jesus said.
耶稣说不可少的只有一件。
There's one thing that
人生有许多的事情我们都会去留意，但是不可少的只有一件。
There's one thing that we can't miss in this life.
我们看一下路加福音第十章好不好？
It's in Luke chapter 10.
38到42节。
Verse 38 to 42.
我们一起读好不好？三十八到四十二节，他们走路的时候，耶稣进了一个村庄，有一个女人名叫马大，接他到自己家里。他有一个妹子名叫玛利亚，在耶稣脚前坐着听他的道。马大伺候的事多，心里忙乱，就进前来说。主啊，我的妹子留下我一个人伺候，你不在意吗？请吩咐她来帮助我。耶稣回答说：马大，马大，你为许多的事思虑烦扰，但是不可少的只有一件。玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分，是不能夺去的。
As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet, listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me. Martha, Martha, the Lord answered, you are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed.Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her.
玛利亚选择那上好的福分是不可少的。
And so Mary chose, you know, what was better.
她的福分是不能被夺去的。她所做的事是不可少的。
And this is the one thing that is needed and will not be taken away.
玛利亚做的事是什么？三十九节。
And so what did Mary do?
坐在耶稣脚前听他的道。
So Mary, she sat at the Lord's feet and listened to what he was saying.
这件事是不可少的。
And so this is the one thing that's needed.
坐在神的面前，坐在耶稣脚前听他的道。
To sit, at Jesus' feet.To listen to him.
你知道帖撒罗尼迦教会为什么他们有那么棒的属灵的生命？他们听了神的道， 就当作那是神对我说话。
And so, do you know why the Church of Thessalonians was, had a great spiritual, life? And the reason is because when they heard God's word, they treated it as words from God.
伟大的神对我说话。
You know, they felt that this is an almighty God who is speaking to me.
我就让这个话栽进我的心里。
And I'm letting this word, you know, be planted into my heart.
我就让这个话运行在我这个人的生命中。
And I want this word to be, living and moving in my life.
来牵引我往前行。
And to lead me forward.
就是说，我们不是在领受人的教导，我们是领受，这是出于神的话吗？我让这个话进到我的里面，成为我的食物，把它吃了。
And so, you know, we're not being led by man's word, but we're being led by God. And if it's His word, then we're taking it as, you know, as if it's food.
成为我的灵粮。
And making it our bread.
成为我里面的滋养。
To be the nutrition for us.
我们曾经用那个比喻，我满桌的筵席。我可以好像很懂得营养，可以分析这个菜吃的会对什么有益，都，我这个知识我都有。可是你就是没有把它吃进去，这满桌的筵席的营养对你有什么用处
？So as an analogy, imagine having a table full of, you know, lots of great food, and you can go there and tell others, you know, or even identify, you know, which foods are good for what. But if you don't end up eating it, then what is the point?
所以当神的话被我们当食物吃进去了，路加福音十五章来跟讲，30倍、60倍、100倍，那个生命就成长。
So when we take God's word and we actually eat it as food, then just like in Luke chapter 15, you know, it will yield, you know, a benefit that is 50 times, 60 times, 100 times more.
我们不是要知道很多知识而已，知道知识很重要，因为那是整个话语的规模，你才懂得怎么运用。但是出于神的话，你要把它吃进去。
So you know, it's not just knowledge. Of course, knowledge is important for us, to know how to live. But you know, it's the more important to actually to eat God's word.
所有生命能成长的，都是把神的话吃进去的人。
And so, you know, all the people who have been able to grow spiritually is because they have. You know,
我讲过，我们台中
this
有一个姐妹，
food.
她说她以前对神的话很不认识，她就开始常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩，这是神向你们在基督里所定的旨意。她里面就好像一个大锤就锤进她的心里。哇，神向我所定的旨意，我怎么能不遵行？他就从他所知道的凡事谢恩开始去做，去行道，他就被带进圣灵的水流里。
So there was a sister, you know, back in the church in Taiwan, you know, who at first, you know, didn't really, you know about God's word, but there was this one part in scripture that talked about how that really spoke to her, and it basically said, to, you know, to praise.God, you know, always, and to be thankful, and to come to God in prayer. And then, you know, she felt that moment that if these are the words of God, the commandments that God has for us as believers, then I need to do it. And she started from what she knew, and from that moment, you know, she really was able to be led into the river of life that comes from God.
Yeah, 那我们彼此勉励好不好？我们彼此勉励，那我们就我们。前面带领我们的那个长辈很会读经，专门教导人怎么读经的。他说：“亲爱的，对我们的后辈说，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，读神的话不怕慢，只怕你一直卡在那里。”他说：“不怕慢，只怕站。”
So I want to encourage all of us, and just like one of our spiritual elders.Who's, you know, really great at teaching us about how to study the Bible said, you know, when it comes to reading the word, there's no fear and slowness. The only fear is that we become stuck.
这个长辈，我听我之前讲的那个教我不要一直懊悔的那个学弟，他说：“春佳姐，好像何广明叔叔很想造就你呢。”我说：“有吗？”他说：“对啊，他几次跟我提到你哈。”
So this again, the brother that I mentioned earlier, he said, "Oh, you know, the spiritual elder, you know, I think he really, you know, wants to see you grow spiritually because he's brought you up many times to me."
啊，那我想长辈这么的，那我想好吧，那我就去聚一次会，我就去聚会。
And so, since you know this elder cares so much, you know, I decided to go.
他就带我去聚会。
Go to this meeting.
结果一去呢，他的姐姐他们都很会读圣经的。他的姐姐问我：“你圣经读几遍？”
And so when I went there, you know, his sister asked me immediately. So, you know, how many times have you read the Bible?
我把我吓到了，我一遍都还没有读完呢，哈，我就不敢再去了。
And I was kind of scared because I hadn't at the time I hadn't even read it once, so I was afraid to go.
但是我把这个长辈的这一句话听进去了。他说读经不怕慢，只怕站。
But I that the what he said at that moment, I you know held on to, which is you know when it comes to reading the Bible, you know there's nothing wrong with being slow, only being stuck.
我就读懂多少算多少的。去生活，到后来几年下来，触类旁通。因为你在这个点上真实从神有领受，好像会彼此圣经会彼此解释，就懂了。
So from then, you know, when it comes to reading the Bible, it's just about understanding, you know, piece by piece. And once you understand a little bit.You know, things in the Word will start to connect with each other.
因为当你真实的按着神的心意去信靠顺服的时候，圣灵就必赐给你。
Because if you walk in faith and you follow what God says, the Holy Spirit will be granted.
圣灵会来跟你解读神的话。
And the Holy Spirit will help you understand God's Word.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们彼此勉励，我们像玛利亚一样，我们如果有时间。这是很重要的事。你看，巴尼现在在天上，他如果在活着的时候，他没有在意他的属灵的生命，他今天到哪里去了？凄惨，对不对？他现在到天上去。你看景深的妈妈，那一生也不容易，对不对？可是他抓着他的机会，他逍遥在天上。我们今天我们在地上的生活。是要为我们给神机会，在我们生命中营造一个丰富的、永远的生命。这个是信耶稣最大的奖赏。
So in short, I encourage you know all the brothers and sisters to not forget about reading the word, to make time for it, because just like people we know.Like Sister Bonnie, you know, if she hadn't cared about her own spiritual life and spent time in the Word, you know, we might have questions about where she is now. But because we know of people who, you know, they took advantage of the moment while they had on earth to care about their spiritual life, we know that they're now in heaven.
好，今天就谈到这里。我们的神是伟大的神，只要我们信靠他，他可以在我们生命中做事的。只要我们信靠他，求告他，他可以做的。
And our God is so great, you know, as long as we have faith in Him and we call on to Him, He can do the work in our lives.
好，因为时间到了，我们就不唱歌了哈。我们请一个人带我们祷告好吗？谁有感动？